我们先打开圣经，读几处的经文。
Let us open our Bibles to read a few scriptures.
我们先翻到旧约以斯拉记。
First, we'll flip to the book of Ezra in the Old Testament.
以斯拉记，我们从第四章第一节开始读。
Ezra will read from chapter 4, verse 1.
我们先读以斯拉记第四章第一到第六节。
Ezra chapter 4 verse 1 through 6.
我先读，再请马林弟兄用英文翻译。
We'll read it first and then we'll read it in English.
犹大和便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇，就去见所罗巴伯和以色列的族长，对他们说，请容我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们的神与你们一样。自从亚述王以撒哈顿带我们上这地以来，我们常祭祀神，但所罗巴伯、耶稣亚和其余以色列的族长对他们说，我们建造神的殿与你们无干，我们自己为耶和华以色列的神协力建造，是照波斯王古列所吩咐的。那地的民就在犹大人建造的时候使他们的手发软，扰乱他们，从波斯王古列年间直到波斯王大力物登基的时候，会买模式要败坏他们的谋算，在亚哈随鲁才登基的时候上本控告犹大和耶路撒冷的居民。
Chapter 4 verse 1. Now when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the people of the exile were building a temple to the Lord God of Israel, they approached Zerubbabel and the heads of the father's household and said to them, let us build with you, for we, like you, seek your God, and we have been sacrificing to him since the days of Esarhaddon, the king of Assyria, who brought us up here. But Zerubbabel and Yeshua and the rest of the heads of the father's household of Israel said to them, you have nothing in common with us in building a house to our God, but we ourselves will together build to the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and frightened them from building. They hired counselors against them to frustrate their counsel all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Now in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem.
同一章圣经，我们再读二十三、二十四两节。
And we'll read verse 23 and 24 in the same chapter.
亚达薛西王的上谕读在利宏和书记申帅并他们的同党面前，他们就急忙往耶路撒冷去见犹大人，用势力强迫他们停工。于是，在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了，直停到波斯王大力乌的第二年。
Then as soon as the copy of King Artaxerxes' documents was read before Rehum and Shimshai and the scribe and their colleagues, they went in haste to Jerusalem to the Jews and stopped them by force of arms. Work on the house of God in Jerusalem ceased, and it was stopped until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
我们再读第五章第一、第二两节。
Then we'll read immediately after chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
那时先知哈该和义多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话，于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
When the prophets Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them, then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Jozadak arose and began to build the house of God which is in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them supporting them.
我们接下来要读先知哈该书。
Then we'll read from the minor prophet Haggai.
哈该书在旧约倒数第三卷。
Which is the third last book in the Old Testament.
哈该书我们要读第一章，先读一到八节。
We'll first read chapter 1, verse 1 through 8.
哈该书第一章第一节，大利乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚说，万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要审查自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
In the second year of Darius the king, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came to prophet Haggai, to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, This people says, The time has not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses while the house lies desolate? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. You have sown much, but harvest little. You eat, but there is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there is not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but no one is warm enough. And he who earns wages to put into a purse with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord.
我们在读第十四还有第十五啊，对不起，我们读第八该书，我们在读第一章的第十二和第十三两节。
And then we'll read verse 12 and 13 from the same chapter.
那时撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。
Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest with all the remnants of the people obey the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet as the Lord their God has sent him. And the people showed reverence for the Lord. Then Haggai the messenger of the Lord spoke by the commission of the Lord to the people saying, I am with you, declares the Lord.
请我们再翻回到以斯拉记第六章。
And let's turn back to the book of Ezra, chapter 6.
以斯拉记第六章，我们要读十四、十五两节。
Then we'll read from verse 14 and 15.
犹大长老因先知哈该和伊多的孙子撒加利亚所说劝勉的话，就建造这殿，凡事亨通。他们遵着以色列神的命令和波斯王古列、大利乌、亚达薛西的旨意，建造完毕。大利乌王第六年亚达月初三日，这殿修成了。
And the elders of the Jews were successful in building through the prophesying of Haggai and the prophet Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they finished building according to the command of the Lord of command of the God of Israel and the decree of Cyrus, Darius, Artaxerxes king of Persia. This temple was completed on the third day of the month of Adar, and it wasThe sixth year of the reign of King Darius.
我们最后一处要读圣经最后一卷书启示录第十四章。
And lastly, we'll read from the last book of the Bible, from the book of Revelation, chapter 17.
启示录第十七章，我们要读第十四节。
Revelation chapter 17, verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主。万王之王，同着羔羊的，就是蒙召、被选、有忠心的，也必得胜。
These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful.
我们在一起低头有点祷告。
Let us bow in prayers.
主早晨我们敬拜赞美你。
Lord, this morning we thank you and praise you.
因为你是万主之主，你是万王之王。
Because you are the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
你曾是那被杀的羔羊。
You were the Lamb who was slain.
如今坐在那至高的宝座上。
Now you are seated high above the throne.
主你已经完全的得胜，大大的得胜。
Lord, you have gained the victory and great victory.
主因此早晨我们能够来敬拜你。
So this morning we can worship you.
主早晨愿意借着你的话也来激励我们。
Lord, encourage us this morning through your words.
主你要我们与你一同得胜。
Lord, you want us to have the victory with you.
你要每一位蒙你所召，被你所选的蒙恩的儿女都与你一同得胜。
All the called, chosen, and faithful children of God will overcome with the Lamb.
主愿早晨我们都能够拣选站在你这一边。
Lord, this morning may we all elect to stand on your side.
站在得胜的这一边。
To stand on the victory side.
主愿早晨你的话来激励我们。
Lord, may you encourage us this morning by your own words.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们知道在我们蒙恩得救之后我们就进入了一场属灵的征战。
We all know as soon as we're saved by His grace, we all enter into this spiritual battle.
这场征战发生在我们每天生活当中。
And this battle occurs in our everyday life.
也包括在昨天的晚上。
And including last night.
早昨天晚上准备要休息的时候。
And last night before I was getting ready to rest.
我就发现睡不着觉。
And I realized I couldn't sleep.
后来好不容易睡着了。
So it took me a long time before I fell asleep.
很快又醒来了。
But quickly I woke up again.
我就被主提醒，我们实在是在一场属灵的征战里。
And I was reminded we are truly in a spiritual battle.
然而启示录告诉我们，虽然仇敌尽他所能的要来与羔羊征战。
And in the Revelation we see the enemy will do all he can to wage war against the Lamb.
然而羔羊必胜过他们。
Yet the Lamb will overcome.
因为羔羊是万主之主，是万王之王。
Because the Lamb is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
神的话也告诉我们，同着羔羊的，就是蒙召、被选、有忠心的，也必得胜。
And the word of the Lord tells us, those who are with the Lamb are the chosen, called, and faithful, and they will also overcome with the Lamb.
弟兄姐妹，谁是这些蒙召的呢
？Who are these people who are, that are chosen?
这是我们。
That are called
蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
That is us who are saved by His grace.
谁是被选的呢
？Who are those who are chosen?
这是我们这些被主宝血所买赎回来的。
That is us who are redeemed by His precious blood.
剩下只有一个条件。
And there is only one other condition.
就是有忠心的。
That is faithful.
主的话说，有忠心的也必得胜。
And the Lord says, those who are called, chosen, and faithful will overcome with Him.
感谢主，今天我们所在的一个处境，就和当日以斯拉记的时候神的百姓是同样的。
Our condition today is no different from the condition of Ezra's time.
我们知道神的百姓在被掳到巴比伦70年之后。
We know after 70 years of exile into Babylon.
神就激动古列王的心，下诏准许神的百姓回到耶路撒冷。为耶和华神来建殿。
The Lord stirred up the heart of Darius, king of Persia.And he issued a decree for the children of God to return to Jerusalem to build up the temple.
当时有一班人，他们答应神的呼召，他们放下在巴比伦的一切，回到耶路撒冷，为耶和华神来建殿。
There was a group of people who gave up everything they had in Babylon and returned to Jerusalem to build the temple.
圣经称他们为渔民，也相当于是新约启示录里头所说的得胜者。
And the Bible calls these people the remnant.They are equivalent to the overcomers that's mentioned in Revelation.
当他们回到耶路撒冷之后，他们很快的就在祭坛原有的根基上面来重建祭坛，来向耶和华神来献祭。
Upon returning to Jerusalem, they quickly built up the altar on its foundation, and they began sacrificing to the Lord God.
当时神百姓的心是何等的振奋，何等的欢喜。
And their hearts were so excited and so joyful.
因为在巴比伦被掳的七十年当中，他们有七十年的时间不能够向耶和华神来献祭。
Because during the 70 years of exile, they were in Babylon, they could not have offered any sacrifice to the Lord.
在他们当中有许多的人是出生在巴比伦里。
And among them, many were born in Babylon.
他们一生从来没有机会 能够向耶和华神来献祭。
And they have never had the opportunity to come before God and sacrifice to Him.
今天对我们而言，我们也是因着基督的爱来激励我们。
And for us also, we are constrained by the love of Christ.
让我们愿意在基督十字架的根基上面来将自己献上，当作活祭。
That we're willing to sacrifice ourselves on the foundation of the cross of the altar, and that we can offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们知道不久之后，这些渔民他们也就在圣殿原来的地方，他们立了殿的根基。
And soon after, they laid the foundation of the temple on its original foundation.
当他们立了殿的根基的时候，众民在那里大声的欢呼。
And the Bible says when they laid down the foundation, the people shouted.
有许多曾经见过旧的圣殿的人，他们在那里也大声的在那里哭喊。
And many who have seen the temple, in its former glory, wept with a loud shout.
他们那么大声极力的来欢呼的时候，他们的声音就达到远处。
And some were shouting for joy, some were weeping, and their shouts of all their loud shouts reached to the distance.
让我们看见这是神恢复工作的开始。
And we know this is the beginning of God's restoration work.
我们知道这根基的属灵意义不是别的，就是我主耶稣基督。
And we know this, the meaning of this foundation of the temple is nothing else but our Lord Jesus Himself.
只有他是教会建造唯一的根基。
He is the only foundation upon which the church can be built.
那是不是他们在立了殿的根基之后，他们就顺顺利利的？能够来完成这圣殿的建造呢
？So did they complete the building, the construction of the temple very smoothly after the foundation was laid?
圣经给我们看见犹大和便雅悯的敌人，当他们听见神的百姓要为神建殿的时候，他们就来找他们。
And so the Bible tells us, and after the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that they were building the temple, they came to look for them.
他们首先向犹大百姓的首领提出一个请求。
They first approached the heads of the household with the request.
就说，请容我们和你们一同来建造耶和华神的殿。
They said, please allow us to also build with you.
弟兄姐妹，如果是你我的话，我们听见了会不会很高兴
？If it were you and I, we would be very happy if we hear this request.
因为我们人这么少。
Because we are very few.
神的殿是百废待兴。
And the temple is in ruins.
现在有人要来帮助我们，那岂不是很好吗
？And here we have people that are willing to help us. Isn't that good?
然而我们看见神百姓的首领，毅然的就拒绝他们的请求。
Yet the heads of the household, the heads of the father's household of Israel was very stern, and they rejected their offer.
当犹大百姓的首领拒绝这些人的请求之后，你看见他们马上就变脸了。
So as soon as their offer was rejected, these enemies of Judah turned their faces very quickly.
他们就用各样的计谋、用势力、用手段，要来拦阻神的百姓建造神的殿。
With many schemes, with many ways, they tried to hinder the building up work of the temple.
所以我们知道，他们起头说要来与神百姓一同建造神的殿的心意。并不是真的。
So now we know for sure that their intention of trying to build the temple with the people of God was false.
可惜的是，在仇敌的搅扰和攻击之下，神的百姓就停止了建殿的工程。
But because of their hindrance, because of the difficulties, the people of God stopped the building work.
这一停就停了十五、十六年。
And they stopped for 15, 16 years.
我们知道，虽然外面客观环境是有难处
，even though outwardly there are difficulties.
因为当时的波斯王就下令禁止他们来建耶和华的殿。
Because the king of Persia actually issued a decree to stop them from building.
但真正的问题乃是这一些回到耶路撒冷的渔民，他们里面有一个软弱。
But the real issue was that the hearts of these people, the remnants of Judah, became weak.
他们在神的心意上面，他们退后了。
And they were shrinking back on the will of God.
直到神借着先知哈该和撒加利亚再来劝勉神的百姓。
Until the Lord encouraged the people, His own people, through Haggai, the prophet.
神也在环境当中来掌权。
And through all the environments, the Lord also reigned sovereignly.
所以当百姓他们再起来答应。神的呼召的时候，他们短短四年里面就把这个圣殿建造完毕。
So when the people again answered God's calling and rose up to build the house, the Lord blessed them, and they finished the construction in 4 years.
我们知道这场征战的背后，真正的仇敌乃是神的敌人，就是魔鬼撒旦。
And we know behind this battle, behind this struggle, the true enemy is Satan, God's enemy.
因为属灵的仇敌千方百计要拦阻神心意的成就。
Because the spiritual enemy tries all his might to prevent God's will from being accomplished.
然而主在马太福音十六章这么说。
And in Matthew chapter 16, the Lord says,
主说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上
He says,
是阴间的权势不能胜过的。
The Lord Jesus says, I will build my church upon this rock, and the gates of Hades cannot overcome it.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见教会是属于主的。
So we see the church belongs to the Lord.
教会的建造是主自己亲手要成就的。
The building up of the church is the work of his own hands.
然而神主愿却愿意呼召我们来与他一同的来建造。
Yet the Lord is willing to call us so that we can be co-workers with him.
因为神要在地上得着他的教会，得着他的百姓，成为他的见证。
It is his desire to gain a church, a group of people who can be his testimony here on earth.
主乃是要借着建造，把他生命的性情更多的、更完全的，能够制作在我们身上。
Through this building up, he will build up his own characters in us more perfectly.
叫我们能够成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So that through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we can be His dwelling.
也叫着神的教会能够成为主耶稣基督在地上荣耀的见证。
That the Church of Christ can also be a glorious testimony of Jesus Himself.
所以我们知道，当我们参与主的呼召，在教会建造上面一同有份的时候
，When we answer His calling and participate in the building up of His church,
弟兄姐妹，我们也一定会遭遇到。属灵仇敌千方百计的拦阻和搅扰。
We will also definitely be hindered and struggle against the enemy.
然而赞美主，因为在这场属灵征战当中，我们的主是得胜的。
But we praise the Lord because through this whole struggle, the Lord is victorious.
他也保证，当我们与他一同来往前的时候，我们也必定得胜。
And he will guarantee if we stand on his side, we will also have the victory.
所以早晨我们要从犹大渔民他们所经历这场属灵征战里头，我们一同来学习几个重要的属灵功课。
So from learning the struggle that the people of Judah had, and that we can learn a few spiritual lessons.
我们先来认识这一场属灵的征战。
So let us first come to understand this battle.
谁是当时犹大和便雅悯的敌人呢
？Who are these enemies? The enemies of Judah and Benjamin.
他们是一般撒玛利亚人。
And these are Samaritans.
他们是在信仰上混杂的人。
And they have mixture in their faith.
他们一方面敬畏，也侍奉耶和华神。
On one hand, they do serve and worship the Lord God.
另一方面，他们也敬拜侍奉其他的偶像。
On the other hand, they also serve other idols.
这段历史是记载在《列王记下》第十七章。
And this history was recorded in 2 Kings chapter 17.
所以我们看见，当他们听见神百姓为耶和华建殿的时候，他们也起头要来参与。
So when they heard that the people of God wants to build up a temple for God, they want to participate.
但是我们知道，他们的心意并不是真正关心神的见证。
But we know their heart was not on the testimony of God.
他们乃是盼望能够在神的面前能够得蒙祝福。
They just want some blessings before this God.
另一方面，这是属灵仇敌的诡计。
On the other hand, this is a scheme of the enemy.
他要将一个混杂的情形混杂在神儿女们中间。
He wants to bring in mixture among the people of God.
所以感谢主，我们看见当日那些百姓的首领，他们有一个属灵的分辨力。
So we thank the Lord, the heads of the father's household of the people of Judah at that time, they had a discernment.
他们就拒绝了这一班撒玛利亚人的参与。
And they rejected their request to participate in the building work.
所以我们看见他们接下来就把真面目显露出来，他们就用各样的手段和计谋要来阻止神的百姓。建造耶和华的殿。
Then these people show their true character that they tried all the methods that they can to stop the building work.
今天我们看见，我们也面临同样的一场征战。
Today we're facing the same battle.
以弗所书第六章告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 6 it tells us.
他说我们并不是与属血气的征战。
That we do not struggle against flesh and blood.
我们乃是与那执政的、掌权的。 管辖着幽暗世界的以及空中属灵气的恶魔征战。
But we're struggling against the rulers, powers, and the powers of this darkness and the powers of wickedness in the heavenly places.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道为什么我们在生活当中常常打败仗吗？
Do you know why we always fight a losing battle in this life?
因为我们把这场征战的对象弄错了。
Because sometimes we fight against the wrong enemy.
我们以为我们是以属血气的在征战。
Sometimes we think we're fighting against flesh and blood.
有时候我们在公司里头跟我们的老板、同事在那里相争。
At workplace, we fight against our boss or against our coworkers.
等我们下了班回到家里，我们和自己的配偶还有自己的孩子也在那里相争。
When we return home, we struggle against our spouse or against our children.
好不容易到了周末，我们来到聚会里头。
And on weekends, we come to the gatherings.
结果我们也与一同配搭的弟兄姐妹在服事的上面，有些时候我们也起了争执。
And sometimes we struggle against our coworkers who are serving together.
我们忘记了我们不是以属血气的在征战。
And we forgot that we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
我们真正的征战的对象乃是这管辖着幽暗世界，乃是这位在空中属灵气的恶魔。
And we forgot that we're struggling truly against the rulers and the power of the world forces of this weak darkness.
我们征战的对象是我们肉眼看不见的。
We're fighting against what cannot be seen by our naked eye.
然而我们却常常以为我们是在跟人在那里征战。
But we have mistaken that we're fighting against men.
难怪我们在生活当中满了失败。
That is why we sometimes encounter failures in our lives.
难怪神建造他教会的工作在我们身上受到了单言。
And no wonder the building work of the church sometimes is delayed.
此外，仇敌也用一个非常厉害的计谋来拦阻神教会的建造。
And the enemy also used a very severe scheme to hinder us.
就是叫我们这些属神的儿女们非常的忙碌。
That he caused all of us to be very busy.
从早忙到晚，从晚忙到早。
We'll be busy from morning to evening and from evening back to morning.
就连现在的小孩子还有年轻人，他们也是忙得不得了。
Even our children, the young people among us, they're all very busy.
我记得几年前有一次去西岸和一些弟兄姐妹们有一些交通。
I remember a few years ago I went to West Coast to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
其中有位姐妹就提出一个问题，是关于她弟兄的问题。
And a sister asked a question about her husband.
她说她的弟兄啊，一天呢要上班11到12个小时。
She said her husband worked 11 to 12 hours every day.
有时候周末还得要加班。
And sometimes he will even have to work overtime on weekends.
连正常聚会都成了问题，还谈得上什么教会的建造呢？
He even have hard time to come to regular meetings. How can he be building up the church?
这姐妹就问说，那怎么办呢？
So our sister asked, what can we do?
弟兄姐妹，你说，如果当有弟兄姐妹在这样一个情况里头，你说怎么办？
So I'll ask you the same question. If any of us is in this circumstance, what can we do?
弟兄姐妹，就是今天属灵仇敌在神儿女们中间所非常厉害的一个攻击，一个计谋。
And this is very severe attack the enemy uses on the people of God.
那这也不是一件新鲜事情。
And it is nothing new.
因为在旧约圣经里头已经发生同样的事。
Because it happened in the Old Testament time.
两周前，我们弟兄交通到摩西所见的异象。
Two weeks ago.Our brother shared the vision of Moses.
我们知道，当摩西见了异象之后，神就差遣他去见法老王。
We know after Moses saw the vision of God, God sent him to the Pharaoh of Egypt.
传达一个非常简单的信息。
And his message was very simple.
就是容我的百姓到旷野来侍奉我。
That is, let my people go to the wilderness to serve God.
当法老听见摩西这样子传达神的话之后
，So when Pharaoh heard this message.
那法老是不是说太好了？那你赶快带领神的百姓去旷野侍奉神。
Did Pharaoh say, "Oh, this is very good. Go take your people and serve God"?
是这样子吗
？Did he say that?
不是。
It is the opposite.
法老王怎么说
？What did he say?
他说：好，你们既然还有时间来侍奉你们的神。
Pharaoh said, "Well, since you now have time, spare time to serve your God."
就让我来加重你们的工作。
then I need to increase your work.
从现在开始，你们要自己去剪草来做所需要做的砖。
From now on, you need to go pick up your own straw and to make your bricks.
所以我们看见法老王加重神百姓的工作。
So he increased the workload of God's people.
叫他们忙到一个地步。累到一个地步，想都不会想说要来侍奉他们的。
So that they would be so busy and so tired that they would not even think about serving God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天我们也在同样的一个处境里头。
So brothers and sisters, we're in the same predicament.
世界的王千方百计的来叫我们生活当中十分的忙碌。
The king of this world tries all he can to cause us to be very busy.
来拦阻我们。为神建造他的家
，so that we will be hindered from building up his work his house.
所以早晨我们从当时神百姓他们所面临这样的一个征战和挑战，我们来学习啊两方面的属灵功课。
So from their struggle against their enemy at that time, we can learn two spiritual lessons.
早晨我们的时间只够我们啊学习这两方面。
Well, this morning we only have time to look at these two lessons.
我们要先从哈该书里头来看神对百姓的鼓励、责备和鼓励。
First, we can see the Lord's rebuke and also encouragement from the book of Haggai.
我们看见在哈该书短短的两章里头，原文圣经里面提到了五次“省察”这个字。
Haggai only has two short chapters, yet the Lord used consider your ways five times.
在省察的意思就是要用心的来思想。
Consider means to examine our own lives carefully.
早晨我们需要好好的用心来思想。
And this morning we also need to examine ourselves carefully.
思想我们是不是把神家的建造摆在优先的地位上。
Consider whether we have placed the building up of the church as a priority of our life.
圣经告诉我们，万军之耶和华如此说：这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
And here the Lord of hosts says, the people says it is not yet time to build up the house of God.
我们看见当神的百姓遇见仇敌的拦阻的时候
，So when they met the hindrances from the enemy,
他们就软弱了
，They became weak.
他们就停止了建殿的工作
，They stopped the building work.
他们心里面就有这样一个想法说
And they had this thought in their heart,
既然神没有保守我们为他建殿
since the Lord is now opening a way and, so that we can smoothly build up his temple,
叫我们现在遇见这样的一个难处
And we have such difficulties right now,
那大概就是神的时候还没有到
And perhaps it means the time of the Lord is not yet here.
用句我们今天属灵的话说，我们不能够跑到神的前面。
Or we can use a spiritual term today that we don't want to run in front of the Lord.
那我们就等候等候吧。
So let us just wait.
他们这一等呢，就等了16年。
And when they waited for 16 years.
当他们因着环境难处，他们不能够继续为耶和华建殿的时候。
And when they could not have built the temple because of the difficulties of
their environment. 我们知道这一班渔民，他们不是普通人。
And we know these remnants, they are not ordinary people.
他们也不是普通神的百姓。
And they're not just common people of God.
他们是明白神的心意，答应神的呼召，回到耶路撒冷的一般人。
These are the people that understood the will of God.They answered God's calling and they returned to Jerusalem.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们与世人是不同。
And today we are different from the world.
今天我们是神的百姓。
We are people of God.
我们不只是神的百姓。
Not only we're people of God.
我们是一般蒙了神怜悯，能够明白他心意的百姓。
By His mercy, we become a people that understand His will.
我们是一般神特别呼召我们来按着他心意来建造他见证、建造他教会的一般人。
We have been called by the Lord.By His grace, that we can build up His house.
所以这些犹大渔民他们知道，虽然在耶路撒冷暂时不能够为耶和华建殿。
And the remnants of Judah knew, even though they cannot temporarily build up the house, the temple of God.
他们也不可能再回到巴比伦去爱世界。
But they knew they cannot return to Babylon to love the world again.
他们知道，既然神呼召他们要为耶和华建殿。
They know since the Lord has already called them to build up the temple.
他们也知道早晚要为耶和华神完成他所要得着的这个圣殿。
And they know sooner or later the Lord will finish this building work.
但是既然现在环境不允许
，But because the environment does not allow them.
那他们也不能在那里什么事都不做。
And they cannot just sit there and do nothing.
那他们做什么呢
？So what can they do?
那我们就起来建造我们的房屋吧。
So they rose up and built up their own house.
弟兄姐妹，在那里 神借着先知并不是责备他们住在自己的房屋里。
And here, the Lord was not rebuking them that they were living in houses.
先知乃是责备百姓说，神的殿还荒凉，你们却住在天花板的房屋。
And the rebuke was that since this my house still lies desolate, you are living in your paneled houses.
神从来没有意思要苦待他的百姓。
The Lord was not harsh on his people.
这里说到他们住天花板的房屋，乃是说到在当时而言，他们注重生活中的享受。
And this paneled house means at that time they put emphasis in the luxury and the enjoyment of life.
当然，今天我们每个弟兄姐妹，我们住的房屋都是有天花板的。
And of course, we today sometimes have paneling in our ceilings.
可在当时住天花板房屋的情形呢，乃是说到是一个比较奢侈的。
But at that time, if you can afford the luxury of putting panels in your house, then you're really living in luxury.
是一个比较享注重享受的一个情形。
It means you have put much attention in the enjoyment of life.
也就是说，他们注重自己生活的享受过于神家的建造。
They put more emphasis on the enjoyment and embellishment of their own life than the house of God.
他们把自己的事情就摆在神的事情的前面。
They place their own life before the house of God.
所以神借着先知责备他们。
So the Lord rebuked them through the prophet.
我的家仍然荒凉。
My house still lies desolate.
你们却在那里注重生活的享受。
Yet you are decorating your house with panels.
你们在那里追求世上的成就。
And you are pursuing after accomplishments in this world.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也觉得建造神家的时候还没有到呢？
Do we also feel that it is not yet time to build up the house?
我们是不是因为感觉到说建造教会的工程是这么的艰难？
Do we also feel that it is so difficult to build up the church?
以至于我们把教会的建造摆在一边。
So that we, it's so difficult that we just put it aside.
我们像当日犹大渔民一样。
Just like the remnants of Judah.
我们想，既然建造耶和华殿的时候还没有到。
We think to ourselves, since it is not yet time to build up the house of God,
那我们就好好的来为自己建造天花板的房屋吧。
Then let us put up really nice panels in our house.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有把神家的建造摆在一个优先的地位上呢？
Do we place the building up of the house of God as a priority in our life?
那我举一个用一个比较最近的例子来跟弟兄姐妹说明。
And I have this pretty recent example.
我们最近有好些高中毕业生，他们就面临一个选择大学和专业的一个选择。
We have many high school graduates among us, and they're facing a choice in choosing a school or choosing a major.
那我们如何来做这个选择呢？
And how can we make this decision?
是不是我们考虑到说将来孩子的专业能够在世界上有成就？
Do we choose a major based on a career outcome?
是不是我们考虑到说他们将来在大学念书的四年里头，他们能不能有聚会就可以了呢？
Are we satisfied just simply that they have a meeting place to go to during the 4 years of college?
还是我们真正的关心他们能不能在大学四年里头，他们能够和一些倾心爱主的弟兄姐妹一同追求，一同来建造？
Or do we really care that in the next 4 years that they can be built up and can pursue after the Lord with those that love God with a pure heart?
弟兄姐妹，我们孩子属灵生命的情形是不是我们所最关心的呢？
Do we care the most for their spiritual conditions and their spiritual growth?
如果我们做父母亲的，我们知道有一些的专业将来会影响到我们孩子远离主。
As parents, if we know there are some careers that may draw our children away from the Lord,
我们还会做这样的选择吗？
Then we will risk that decision.
感谢主，早晨和有机会跟一个弟兄交通到的时候，我们听见有些做父母亲的弟兄姐妹，他们心里面是明白，是清楚的。
And we thank the Lord this morning, even I was fellowshipping with a brother and sister.They, as parents, they understand in their heart.
我们就有位弟兄，他就关心到他儿子将来属灵生命和聚会的那个重要。
And this brother really cared for the spiritual growth of his son.
弟兄姐妹，在我们生活当中，我们要常常的省察，我们是不是把神家的建造摆在一个优先地位上。
So in our life, we need to consider very often, are we putting God's house as a priority?
圣经告诉我们，当神的殿还荒凉的时候，神的百姓在那里奔自己的房屋。
The Bible tells us when the house of God is still lies desolate, they were building up their own houses. They were running, they were pursuing after their own houses.
这个奔自己的房子，意思就是说，他们把他们的时间、把他们的心思、把他们的精力全部用在这追求自己的生活上面。
And that means they spend all their time, their energy, their life in pursuing after their own enjoyments.
他们专心顾自己的事。
And they care only for their own things.
他们把神家的建造摆在一边。
And they have placed the building up of God's house on the side.
结果如何呢？
And what was the result?
神就提醒当时犹大的百姓回想他们过去的16年的时间。
So the Lord reminded them to look back and to consider these past 16 years.
神说你们撒的种多，收的却少。
The Lord says you have sown much but harvested little.
你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足。
You ate but was not enough to be full. You drank was not enough to become drunk.
穿衣服却不得暖。
And you put on clothes, but no one is warm.
得工钱，却把工钱放在那会破漏的钱囊当中。
And he who earns only earns wages to put into a purse with holes.
盼望多得的，所得的却少。
You desire after much, but you received little.
你们收到家中的，我就吹去。
And what you have brought back to your home, I blow them away.
这什么情形呢？
What is that circumstance?
当然，从外面看，他们的这个生命健康出了问题。
And on the outside, the perhaps their health had issues.
吃不觉得饱足。
Bodily speaking, they cannot be filled with food.
喝了还觉得渴。
And they drink and they're still thirsty.
穿了很好的衣服还觉得冷。
They wear good clothes, yet they're still cold.
看见这生命的光景是何等的虚弱。
And we see how weak their body has become.
另一方面，他们把他们工作赚的钱。把投资赚的钱全部放在一个会漏的钱囊里头。
And on the other hand, they work, they invest, they bring back home, money just so that they can put it in the purse with holes.
他们专心的在那里研究，想说可以钱滚钱，可以连本带利的能够大赚一笔。
And they try, they study, they want to invest so that they can receive returns with interest.
结果恰恰的相反，因为神不祝福他们。
But because the Lord was not blessing them.
结果他们是事倍功半，白忙一场。
And they worked hard, they received little, they worked in vain.
弟兄姐妹，这也提醒我们今天属神的人，我们属灵生命的情形。
And this is also our condition in our life, spiritual life.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们没有把神家的建造摆在首位的话
，If the building up of the house of God is not our priority,
弟兄姐妹，我们属灵的生命的光景也会像当日的犹大渔民一样。
Then our life condition will be just like those of the remnants of Judah.
我们孩子属灵生命的情形也会像当日神的百姓情形一样。
And our children's spiritual condition will also be the same as the people of God.
所以早晨我们需要在主的面前好好的用心来思想。
So this morning we truly need to consider our ways.
在我们过去的五年、过去十年里头
，In the past 5 years, 10 years,
我们属灵生命的情形是如何呢
？What is our spiritual condition?
在我们身上，在我们家人身上。
In our life, in the life of our families,
在我们聚会的弟兄姐妹身上
in the life of the brothers and sisters that we gather with,
弟兄姐妹，神的建造是如何呢？
How is the building of the Lord?
我们需要好好的省察
We need to consider ourselves.
我们是不是在我们生活的优先顺序上面，我们把神家的建造摆在首位？
Have we put the building up of God's house as a priority in our lives?
第二点，先知也提醒神的百姓说，要省察是否为神家的建造预备材料。
Secondly, the prophet also reminded the people, have they prepared materials for the building of the house?
神说，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
The Lord says, go up to the mountains, bring wood and rebuild the temple, and that I may be pleased.
旧约里建造圣殿所用的木料都是从黎巴嫩的高山上取下来的。
In the Old Testament, the building material for the temple were cedars of Lebanon.
上山的属灵意义 乃是说到一个属天的境界，乃是说到山上的样式。
And to go up to the mountain, the meaning is that you need to go to the mountain and receive the pattern from the mountain.
我们知道教会的建造必须是照着天上山上的样式来建造。
And we know the building of the church has to be according to the pattern that you receive from the revelation on the mountain.
当神要摩西来为带领神的百姓为神建造会幕的时候
，When the Lord brought Moses to build up a tabernacle for him，
我们看见神把摩西召到山上去。
The Lord called Moses onto Mount Sinai，
在神荣耀的同在里头，将那建造会幕的样式一点一画启示给摩西。
In the glory of God's presence， the Lord showed him every detail of how to build up the tabernacle.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们要与神一同来建造他的家。
So brothers and sisters, this morning, if you want to build up the house of God,
我们要与主同工来建造他的教会。
If you want to be a co-worker to build up God's church,
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要上山来取木料。
Then we also need to go up to the mountain to bring wood.
这个木料呢，我们知道香柏树呢是非常高大。
And we know cedar trees will grow very tall.
然而这高大的一棵香柏木呢，它不能直接用在圣殿的建造上。
But you cannot just bring that raw cedar tree directly into the temple.
它必须要经过许多的雕削。
And it has to be shaven and deformed.
许多的剥夺。
And you have to be molded.
经过各样的制造之后，才能够用于圣殿的建造上面。
Through many processes, and then it can be used as the building material for the temple.
弟兄们，这就说出了圣灵在你我身上要借着十字架的工作来预备我们。
And it speaks of the work of the cross in our lives to prepare us.
叫我们能够成为那神家建造合用的材料。
So that we can be a proper building material in the house of God.
我记得在很久以前魏弟兄送我的第一本属灵书籍。
I remember one of the first spiritual books Brother Wei gave me.
就是将所到弟兄所交通的香柏木。
Was a book by Brother Stephen Kong called The Cedar Tree.
它里面弟兄把很重要关于教会建造的重点在这本书里头来与我们有交通。
Through the book, he fellowshipped of the important points of how to build up the house of God.
我们的书局里头应该有，所以我建议弟兄姐妹，你们能够去好好的来读这一本书，好好的在主的面前默想。
And I think we still have that book in the book room, so I encourage anyone to go and read it carefully and consider before the Lord.
好像我们知道在与神同工的服事上，我们如何学习上山取木料。
So that we can learn as we become co-workers with the Lord, how to go up to the mountain and bring wood.
叫我们能够为着教会的建造预备合适的材料。
So that we can prepare proper building materials for the building of the church.
另一点，我感觉到今天在教会建造上面的一个很严重的危机。
And also, I see a crisis in terms of the building of the church today.
就是我们今天神的儿女们，我们没有时间来上山来亲近我们的神。
That today, as children of God, we don't have time to go up to the mountain to draw near to God.
我们知道，当主耶稣在地上生活的时候
，When the Lord was living on the earth,
我们知道他是非常的忙碌。
We know he was busy.
因为在约翰福音最后一章告诉我们。主耶稣所做的事情啊，若是把它记下来的话，他所记的这个书，这世界都容不下。
And because in the last chapter of John says, if we were to record everything Jesus did on the earth, then even the whole world cannot hold this.
所以我们知道主在地上短短的公开服事三年半时间里头，他做了好多好多事情。
So we know Jesus for 3.5 years open ministry on the earth, he did many many things.
所以我相信他比我们都忙。
So I trust he's probably even busier than all of us.
然而圣经告诉我们，我们的主在地上的时候。他每一天却花许多的时间能够到父神的面前，到山上，到父神的面前。
Yet the Bible always records that every day he will go up to the mountain to draw near, spend time with his father.
因为他知道上山取木料，这是一件重要的事情。
Because he knew to go up to the mountain to bring wood is utmost important.
这是一件最重要的事情。
It is utmost important.
上山的意思是什么
？What does it mean to go up to the mountain？
我记得主在地上马太福音第六章的时候，主就曾经这么说。
In Matthew chapter 6, the Lord has said，
主说你们祷告的时候要进到内屋，要关起门来。
He says when you pray, go to the inner room and close the door。
祷告你们暗中的父。
And pray to your Father in secret。
今天弟兄姐妹，今天神住在哪里呢
So where does the Lord live today?
我们今天到哪个山上去亲近主呢？
Which mountain would you go up today to draw near to God?
感谢主，今天我们不需要去爬外面的山。
We thank the Lord. Today we don't have to hike up a physical mountain.
今天神借着圣灵就住在你我的灵的里头。
But through the indwelling of the Spirit, He lives in each one of us.
就在我们的最深处里头。
In our deepest secret place,
就是我们的内屋。
That is in our inner rooms.
所以主提醒我们，我们常常的要回到内屋里头。
So the Lord reminds us we need to retreat back to our inner room.
我们要回到灵的里头来亲近主。
Retreat back to the Holy, to the Spirit, so
that we can draw near to God. 来到父神的面前。
To return to the Spirit, to come before the Father.
好叫我们能够在主的同在里头，在主的面前来预备那建造圣殿的材料。
So that we can come before His presence, to come before His countenance, to bring wood, to bring material.
今天我们如果不能够花时间来亲近主，
Today, if we have no time to draw near to God,
今天我们如果不能够花时间回到灵的里头来得着启示，
If we cannot afford any time to come to our spirit to
receive revelation, 我们怎么知道如何来建造教会呢？
Then how can we know how to build up this church?
我们如何能够得着那建造教会的材料呢？
How can we receive any materials to build up the church?
姐妹，那是不可能的。
It is impossible.
今天我们要学习来亲近主。
Today we need to learn how to draw near to God.
我们要学习回到我们灵里头。
We need to learn to return to our spirit.
好叫我们能够得着教会建造的材料。
So that we can receive materials with which we can build the church.
最近我听到我的一个女儿啊和我们交通道主给她的一个光照。
And I heard one of my daughters share what the Lord has shown her recently.
主提醒她在生活当中那不可少和需要的一个区别。
And the Lord reminded her the difference between what is essential in life and also what is necessary in life.
这个需要呢，也可以说是我们生活中的责任。
In another word, this is necessity can also mean the responsibilities that we have to have in life.
我这个女儿她是一个比较认真的一个人。
And this daughter of mine is a very serious person.
她现在还在大学里头念书。
She's still in college.
所以作为一个学生，她应该好好的用功读书。
So as a student, it's necessary for her to study hard.
作为一个学生，按时交作业，好好的预备功课，准备考试，这是她所需要做的责任。
And as a student, it is her necessary responsibility to finish her homework on time, to prepare for study for exams.
她同时也打工做家教。
At the same time, she is also a tutor.
她应该做一个负责任备课的老师。
So it is her responsibility to prepare her lessons.
她认真的教学，也是她作为一个家教所应当需要负的责任。
It is necessary for her to prepare for her lessons and to be a good tutor.
当然她也是一个不错的基督徒。
And also she is a fairly good Christian.
就跟我们中间大多数的弟兄姐妹一样。
Like many of us here.
她每周五、每主日也都尽可能参加聚会。
Every Friday and Sunday she will come to meetings.
在聚会当中她也参与一些的服事。
And she will prepare and participate in some service.
所以我想我们应该可以算她是一个不错的基督徒。
So we can also count her as a pretty good Christian.
当然我们要那个操练身体也是需要的。
And also it's necessary to exercise bodily.
所以她有机会的话也会跑跑步锻炼锻炼身体。
So when she has time, she will go jog or she will do some exercise.
到了一个地步她觉得好像连睡觉的时间都没有。
And to a point, she became so busy, she didn't even have time to sleep.
好像连吃饭的时间都没有。
Or even time to eat.
常常一天吃一顿饭而已。
Sometimes she's so busy she will only eat one meal a day.
有一天主就提醒她。
So one day the Lord reminded her.
就像主提醒马大一样。
Just like how the Lord reminded Martha.
不可少的只有一件。
Only one thing is necessary.
就是要亲近主。
That is to draw near to God.
就是要安静的坐在主的脚前。来听主的声音。
To quietly sit before His feet and to listen to His word.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们都处在一个非常忙碌的生活里头。
Today we are all very busy.
有很多事情都是我们需要尽的责任。
And there are many responsibilities that are necessary for us to fulfill.
然而愿早晨主也提醒我们。
But this morning may the Lord also remind us.
不可少的只有一件。
Only one thing is necessary.
盼望我们能够来 抓住这一件。
So that we can hold fast onto this one thing.
我们能够像当日玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary at that time.
能够坐在主的脚前。
That she can sit before God's feet.
能够亲近主，安静的来听主的声音。
To draw close to the Lord and to hear His voice.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主，在当日当神界的先知向百姓说话之后，
and we thank the Lord, and through the speaking of the prophets,
百姓在神的面前存一颗敬畏的心。
The people of God showed reverence for the Lord.
他们就听从了先知所说的话。
And they obeyed the voice of the words of the prophets.
首领带着百姓一同起来建造耶和华的家。
The heads of the father's household with all the people, they rose up and started building the house of God.
在那里，神也借着先知应许百姓说，我就与你们同在。
And the Lord spoke and promised them through the prophet, I am with you.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天在这里追求，我们在这里聚会，所最宝贵的不就是神的同在吗？
Brothers and sisters, as we pursue together, as we gather together, isn't the presence of the Lord the most important and the most precious among us?
这岂不就是我们所盼望，我们所愿意的，就是叫我们的主能够喜悦，叫我们的神能够得着荣耀吗？
Isn't this also our desire that he will be pleased and be glorified?
神说我们要上山取木料。
The Lord calls us to go up to the mountain and bring wood.
当我们上山取木料，他就欢喜，他就得荣耀。
And when we can go up to the mountain, when we can receive wood from him, he will be pleased.
这是那一件不可少的。
And this is the one thing that is necessary.
愿早晨主的恩典也怜悯我们。
So this morning may the Lord show grace and mercy to us.
叫我们省察我们的生活。
That we can consider our ways.
我们有没有少了这一件不可少的事？
Are we missing this one thing, the only thing that is necessary?
我们看见当百姓他们起来建造耶和华殿的时候，
So when we see the people resume the building work,
神也在一切环境上来保守他们。
And the Lord also kept them in all the circumstances.
在短短的四年里面，他们就完成了建殿的工作。
In four short years, they completed the construction.
他们在那里来向神献祭。
And they again sacrificed before the Lord.
他们在那里一同来守逾越节。
And they kept the Passover before God.
我们看见神借着这一班的渔民恢复了他在地上的见证。
We see that through the remnant of Judah, the Lord restored his testimony.
神不再被称为单单称为天上的神。
He's no longer just the God of heaven.
神可以再一次被称为天地的主。
And again, he can be called the God of heaven and earth.
因为神的名在地上找到了一个居所。
Because God find a dwelling place for His name on the earth.
因为神在地上得着一个彰显他见证的器。
And He has received a vessel who can be a testimony for Himself.
弟兄姐妹，早晨我们愿不愿意来向我们的主有忠心？
Brothers and sisters, are we willing to be faithful before Him?
我们愿不愿意再一次被他话语来激励？
Are we willing to be called again by His word?
叫我们把建造神家的事摆在我们生活中的优先地位。
So that the building up of the house of God will be the priority of our life.
叫我们一同学习，每天有机会，每天抓住机会，能够来到主的面前，来亲近我们的主。
So daily we may learn to have opportunity to seize every opportunity to come before the Lord and draw near to Him.
叫我们能够回到灵的里头，来到那属天的高处。
So that we can return to our spirit to go to the heavenly places.
我们能够得着那教会建造的意象和启示。
And that we can receive revelation on how to build up the church.
我们也能够得着那预备建造圣殿的材料。
That we can also receive building materials for the construction.
愿主今天在我们当中继续的来建造我们。
May the Lord continue to build us up.
愿主在我们中间经过他的建造，他能够得着一个他丰满同在的见证。
Through his building work, he can receive a full testimony for himself.
弟兄姐妹，这是在我们每天生活当中。
And this is in our everyday daily life.
神所要建造的。
And this is what he desires to build.
盼望早晨我们听见神所说的话。
So this morning, may we all hear his word.
我们也能够像当日神借先知哈该向百姓所说的话的反应是一样的。
That we will have the same reaction as the people of God on that day when they heard the word of Haggai.
叫我们能够在这末后的时候，
That in this end time,
在主很快就要回来之前，
Right before the Lord returns quickly,
我们能够成为一般蒙他所召。
That we can be those who are called.
为他所选。
Chosen.
向他有忠心的人。
And faithful to him.
叫我们也能够与他一同的得胜。
That we can also overcome with the Lamb.
让我们一起低头再有点祷告。
Let us bow before him in prayers.